time now for the University Showcase presented by Omni Nashville Hotel. Every Saturday morning, University Showcase shines the spotlight on the athletic programs, coaches, players, administrators, and fans at Tennessee State University, Trevecca University, and the Ohio Valley Conference. It's the University Showcase presented by Omni Nashville Hotel. Here's your host, the voice of TSU Athletics, Greg Pogue.
Well, good Saturday morning. How are you doing? Welcome in, University Showcase, presented by Omni Nashville Hotel. We do this every Saturday morning, spotlighting the athletic programs at Tennessee State University, Trevecca, and throughout the Ohio Valley Conference. Coming up next hour, one-on-one with Greg Pogue, we will be with Jeremy Finley, author, and he is the chief investigative reporter for the Channel 4 News I-Team. So Jeremy will talk with us about a variety of different things, and including the what has really turned out to be an amazing success, New York Times, New York Post, all the great reviews for The Darkest Time of Night, his novel that he released in June. But we'll get to that here in a little bit while, highlighting the athletic programs, as I mentioned, at Trevecca, the Ohio Valley Conference, and Tennessee State University. We'll start with TSU. You can go to TSUTigers.com and find out all the ways to cover all their different programs through their social media platforms. Letting you know what's going on with the sports in season. Men's basketball, Coach Penny Collins, 8-19 overall, 5-10 in the OVC. Last Saturday fell 84-65 at Jacksonville State, and just a heartbreaker, a three-pointer with less than a second to go. And the Tigers lose 83-82 to SIUE. Well, today, 5:30, 7:30 doubleheader, Eastern Illinois, senior night, courtside dining. And you can listen to both those games with Albert Dawson and myself on 102.1 FM. Thursday at Southeast Missouri, and then next Saturday at UT Martin as the regular season wraps up. Women's basketball, Coach Jessica Kern, 4-23, 4-11 in the OVC. Last Saturday lost 76-73 in overtime at Jacksonville State. Very similar the way the men lost on Thursday night, getting beat by a three-pointer at the buzzer. Also fell 66-55 at home Thursday to SIUE. And as part of that doubleheader tonight, 5:30 and 7:30, senior night, courtside dining, the 20th annual, and then they've got that doubleheader Thursday and Saturday, respectively, at Southeast Martin and UT Martin to close the regular season. Softball coach Andrea Browning, 1-4 overall. Pretty good. They're off this weekend. They will be back in action this coming Friday, hosting the Tiger Classic Friday against East Tennessee State at noon. Saturday, also Marist later that day, Portland State at 2, and then next week from Sunday, North Alabama. Men's tennis, 4-3. They had their match with North Dakota State here in Nashville postponed yesterday, or canceled today. They are at MTSU. We'll see how that works. Also, I guess they have indoor down there at MTSU, so they can get inside. Friday, Arkansas Pine Bluff at 7 o'clock against Vanderbilt. Women's tennis, 4-2 overall. They've been off since February 9th. They're back in action Friday, hosting Western Kentucky at noon at Vanderbilt. And this past Wednesday and Thursday, the OVC Indoor Championships down in Birmingham. The men's and women's team, the Flying Tigers, finished fifth behind Eastern Kentucky, the champion. Arlizan Brumfield was named the Male Athlete of the Championship. First in the triple jump, first in the long jump, fourth at 200 meters. We had Arlizan on the show last week. Damon Hodge, first at 400 meters. Michael Thompson, second in the 400 meters. Jamario Scott, second in the 200 meters. Roderick Johnson, third in the triple jump. Women's track and field, of course, both teams coached by Chandra Cheeseborough Geis. Wednesday through Thursday, the Tiger Bells finished third. Tennessee Tech, the champion. Michaela Thompson, not only did she win the shot put, but she did it an OVC meet record throw. Grenetria Shell and Nigeria Stark, second and third at 60 meters, and Lakia Hill, second at 200 meters and third at 400 meters. University Showcase presented by Omni Nashville Hotel, and our guest, TSU senior guard Armani Chaney. I've had the opportunity to broadcast his games, since he was a freshman. Senior night. Armani, good morning.
Good morning, Greg. How you doing?
I'm doing well, man. Hey, I'll just ask it. You and Stokely Chaffee, senior night. Can you believe it's here? I mean, this season has gone so fast. I could imagine how fast your 4 years at TSU have gone.
I can't believe it's here right now. You know, it's very crazy experience. Today is going to be a wild day because my family's going to be in town. But, you know, I have to maximize my 4 years here. You know, today is just a part of it.
Well, it was good to see you back out there Thursday night. I know you missed five games with a knee injury, and I know you had one earlier on in your career, but I guess it must have felt good to get back out there. You hit a big three down the stretch and looked like you were moving pretty well. So it's not only good to have senior night, but be able to play on senior night.
Yeah. That was the goal. You know, that was the goal. Coach Finney, he sat me out. Few games, you know, he was kind of talking to me. He was like, you know, I feel more important for you to be playing on senior night so your family can see you play. So, yeah, that was kind of like more of the main focus for me.
Well, I tell you, we were at the Morehead State game, and you'd been out a couple games, and, you know, you didn't start, but you come up, you know, early in the game. You're down kneeling at the scores table to come in at the break, and I don't think I've ever seen this, Armani. I don't think I've ever seen anybody go to the scores table and get up out of kneeling, because obviously you're required to do that, and not be able to go. Man, that must have been a frustrated feeling. What happened? Because, I mean, you look like you were ready.
Yeah, prior to going to Morehead early that week, we was practicing the whole week, you know, and the week before that, I had just hurt my left knee. So, you know, the coaches and the athletic director and trainers and stuff, you know, they were talking to me about just practicing the whole week, seeing if I can go a whole week without anything hurting or anything tweaking it. That's what I was able to do. And then, you know, Thursday we went out there and had a good shoot around and, you know, good game prep and – Coach called me to put me in the game. I took a kneel, and, you know, what's ironic is that it's the opposite knee. It's the knee that I hurt last year. So, you know, I have two hurt knees right now, but, you know, I'm going to still fight for my team.
Well, and Armani Chaney with us, senior guard for the Tigers tonight, senior night. And I know it showed how much you want. I know you were really emotional after that game, too, because how much you wanted to be out there. How does it feel to be – you're looking at this senior. Stokely came in, obviously, you know, as a transfer. And you, though, you've been here all 4 years. You were recruited by Dana Ford. Talk about going all 4 years at Tennessee State.
Well, honestly, you know, I felt like this is the biggest, probably the biggest and only opportunity that I'll ever face where I can control my own destiny, as in the sense of, you know, actually playing for a team where I'm getting paid or – you know, anything in those circumstances. So I feel like my 4 years here has been very learning, very great learning experiences, and, you know, just learning stuff off on the fly. You know, I feel like I didn't really have anyone to teach me how to play the game properly or, you know, do the right things. But I feel like, you know, because I was recruited by Coach Ford and his staff, you know, they instilled in me, and then my parents instilled in me the things that they did. It allowed me to be able to weather the storm no matter what it was. So, you know, for my freshman year, you know, I went from not playing to playing a little bit, you know, and that was kind of a big adjustment. Then my sophomore year, I went from playing a little bit to starting to start, you know. So, you know, every year, you know, it's kind of been a difference, you know. And then my junior year, you know, I went from kind of not being that leader role to kind of trying to take on that role. And then last, this year, you know, just being an overall leader for my teammates. So, you know, my role has been different all four years, you know, every year that I've had to fulfill in some different way on my team. And, you know, I appreciate that.
TSU senior Armani Chaney tonight at Gentry Center senior night, honoring seniors on both sides. Of course, Tia Wooten and Asia Sims, Lauren Elliott and Francesca Brown, and then you and Stokely Chaffee. Armani Chaney, talk about how important it was for you, because here you were going into your senior year. There's the coaching change. Coach Ford goes on to Southwest Missouri. Penny Collins comes in, and all that team is going to look at someone like you, especially you, since you've been there since day one. How important do you think your role was for your teammates to buy into what Coach Penny Collins was doing?
Well, I feel like my role was a huge part. You know, we kind of talk about that still today, that, you know, I kind of, you know, if you ask my teammates, you know, I kind of took the backseat role. Although being a leader, I kind of tried to listen to my teammates and, instead of, you know, getting on them in a negative way and doing things that they didn't like, you know, so a lot of teams, you know, go through people, how they talk to people or, you know, stuff like that. So I was trying to make adjustments for my teammates so that, you know, we can have a smooth year, you know. And my coach Penny, you know, honestly, he did a great job with helping, you know, be a leader and try to help lead the team. You know, he told me a lot of things that I did not know, you know. I thank him for that. So I feel like, you know, my presence and, you know, being attentive all the time and being coming to practice ready to work and coming to the weight room ready to work, that, you know, other guys look at me as, you know, like this, then why can't I? So, you know, I feel like my role has played a big, big, big part of this season.
Have you thought about what it's going to be like going out on the court? Everybody's seen senior nights. They're going to give you a nice frame thing, give roses to your mom, all of that and everything, and everybody's going to give you a standing ovation. Have you played any of that in your head yet, of what's going to happen tonight on senior night?
Nah. The biggest thing I probably played in my head was probably just looking at the middle of the floor, you know, because I watched so much on TV. Looking at the middle of the floor, you know, going at the middle of the floor at the end of the game, you know, just soaking in the moment. So that's probably the only thought and only, you know, actual photograph, memory or thing that I have in my brain that can happen tonight.
Well, and I know how important family is to you. And, of course, I know you were going to explore, going to play overseas professionally there and see what that's about, because you can make a really good living and see the world. So is that the next step for you, Armani?
Yes, for sure. And, you know, any opportunity that presents itself, you know, I tend to get the best, you know, agent that I can. And, you know, that's the plan going forward.
You know, there's only three more games to go tonight against Eastern Illinois. I know, man, Thursday night was a tough one, battling all the way back from a 17-point deficit. You take the lead, you hit that big three-pointer, and man, to see one go in from about 30 feet right at the buzzer, man, that's got to rip your heart out, doesn't it?
Yeah, it ripped my heart out, but, you know, this season has been so up and down that, you know, so things like that don't even surprise me anymore. You know, we've been going through a lot of injuries. But, you know what I'm saying? People be out with sicknesses. And, you know, so honestly, you know, I'm very hurt that he hit the shot. But, you know, honestly, I'm more hurt that we didn't do the things that we were supposed to do in the beginning of the game so we could have prevented that.
All right, here's, you know, you got the business's hand. You got Eastern Illinois tonight, Thursday at Southeast Missouri, Saturday at UT Martin, and you take care of business. We're all going to Evansville the following week for the OVC Championships. Tell me, Armani, are we going to Evansville?
We're going to wait and see, Greg. You know, that's the plan. You know, I don't want to jinx us or anything. That's the plan. And,
are you superstitious? You know.
Nah, I just don't like to speak too forward, you know.
Yeah.
I try to be humble a little bit. So, you know, that's the plan. And, you know, we're going to go out every day. We're going to play hard. We're going to practice. And I know our coach is going to prepare us to win. So, like I said, that's the plan, Greg.
Well, and when you look back at your time at Tennessee State, and you're really, there's no need to look back right now because you're still in the midst of your senior year. Got senior night tonight. You and Stokely Chaffee will be honored, and hopefully playing for several more weeks to come. But what do you think maybe 5 years from now, 10 years from now, when you look back at your time at TSU, what do you think will be your biggest takeaways from it?
My biggest takeaways from Tennessee State? It would probably be the atmosphere when you're playing in the game. You know, my freshman year and my sophomore year, you know, when we kind of start winning or whatever, and, you know, we were beating top teams and we beat MT and stuff like that. Like, you know, those times are the best times here at TSU for me because, you know, I actually wasn't playing as much, you know, and I was playing a little. I was playing 5 minutes, but I would see, you know, how my other teammates that were playing a lot were affected by, you know, the crowd and, you know, the community that TSU fans was bringing. You know what I'm saying? We played Murray State. Well, we started conference all 5-0 the first year, you know what I'm saying? Like, that was real, real inspiring for me, you know, as a freshman coming in, and I'm seeing, like, wow, like, this is how college is, you know. So those are probably my most memorable times, that just the fans and, you know, everybody being engaged to the Tennessee State basketball team.
Well, Armani, certainly it's been a pleasure doing the play-by-play for your games. Albert Dawson and I think a lot of you, and just want to say congratulations on a great career, but it's not over with yet. So keep on going, man. Thank you, Armani, for joining us this morning.
No, thank you. Thank you.
All right, we'll see you tonight at Gentry Center once again at 5:30 and 7:30, the women and the men senior night. Tia Wooten, Lauren Elliott, Francesca Brown, and Asia Sims will be honored as seniors. And then just two for the Tigers, Armani Chaney and Stokely Chafee will be honored. And it's also tonight the 20th annual courtside dining event, which is really unlike anything in that I've ever seen in college basketball, where they take one end zone, close it off, white table it, silent auction, a upscale meal, candle lights. It's just a big, big deal. So that is tonight at senior night, and both those games are a 102.1. Albert Dawson and myself pregame at 5:15. University Showcase presented by Omni Nashville Hotel. A little bit later on in the hour, the OVC segment, we will feature Eastern Kentucky head football coach Mark Elder. But after this break, Trevecca is on the clock, and oh, good Lord, we can't get him off the air enough. Greg Ruff is going to join us and do a little bit of roundup of where everything is for Trevecca as we wrap up the winter sports and head into the spring. University Showcase right here on Nashville Sports Radio.
Inner Zen Outer Beauty, located on the fourth floor of Omni Nashville Hotel, Makara Salon and Spa offers a full-service spa experience. Relax in the luxury of the signature Makara Spa as you're pampered with an ultimate spa experience. Treat yourself to everything from a soothing facial to full salon services in the heart of downtown Nashville. To make an appointment, call 615-761-3600 or visit the Makara Spa on the Omni Nashville website. As always, valet is complimentary, and any service booked Monday through Thursday grants you full access to our rooftop pool and bar.
I went to college right after high school and never finished. After 30 years, I finally went back, finished my degree, and fulfilled my dream. I was full of fear, but with Trevecca University's affordability, flexibility, and support, I overcame that fear. I'm proud to now have a bachelor's and a master's degree. Listen, I did it, and so can you.
Finish your degree one night a week or entirely online with Trevecca. Call 844-TNU-GRAD or visit trevecca.edu.
Tennessee State University has been spreading the winning spirit throughout Nashville for 105 years. From the first enrollment of 254 students in 1912 to the present day, excellence has been the habit at Tennessee State University. As Nashville's public university, TSU helps students transform from great to greater. Helping a student develop habits for a successful life is what Tennessee State University does on a daily basis. For more information regarding TSU, visit tnstate.edu. TSU is Nashville's public university for all races and demographics.
When the game is on, there's no better place to be than Sam's Sports Grill. Sam's has the best seats and the best eats for every game, with locations in Murfreesboro, Hendersonville, at Blue Turtle Bay on Old Hickory Lake, and now Sam's Place in Belle Meade. You're never far from Sam's made-from-scratch food, like slow-cooked ribs, hand-battered chicken tenders, pizza, wings, and burgers, all in a family-friendly, fun environment. Sam's Sports Grill, and now introducing Sam's Place. Like them on Facebook, follow on Instagram, and learn more at samsportsgrill.com.
Flat Rock Coffee, Tea, and More, located at 2640 Nolensville Pike, serves fine coffee and tea, locally brewed beer from Black Abbey Brewing Company, as well as fresh prepared food. Large groups are welcome from meetings or parties. They accommodate groups of 2 to 40. Call ahead to reserve your space. Follow them on Twitter, Facebook, or Instagram, or visit the web at flatrockcoffee.com. That's Flat Rock Coffee, Tea, and More, where neighbors come together. 2640 Nolensville Pike. Visit flatrockcoffee.com.
Nothing's more Nashville than Puckett's, where live music meets slow-smoked barbecue, home-cooked vegetables, country breakfast items, burgers, and more, with the kind of hospitality you'd expect to find in the South. With locations in downtown Nashville, Franklin, and Columbia, Tennessee, you're never too far from Puckett's. If it's Gulf Coast seafood you're after, visit Puckett's Boathouse in downtown Franklin. Try our shrimp and grits, hush puppies, the seafood mac and cheese, or treat yourself to fresh Gulf oysters. To learn more, visit puckettsgrocery.com.
Let's go.
Against all better judgment, Nashville Sports Radio presents Redneck Nation Radio. Captain Crazy Charlie and the Renegades of Puck talk Nashville Predators hockey every game day at 5 a.m. Check them out online at redneckNation.com or on Twitter at Redneck Nation. That's Redneck Nation Radio every game day morning at 5 right here on the station for hockey trench warfare, Nashville Sports Radio.
University Showcase presented by Omni Nashville Hotel right here at Bongo Java. Crazy Charlie, as usual, running things here. And Jonathan Najjar, he is back in the Nashville Sports Radio Studios. University Showcase presented by Omni Nashville Hotel, Bongo Java. We spotlight the athletic programs at TSU. You just heard that. Forward. All throughout the OVC, Eastern Kentucky head football coach Mark Elder will join us. And now Trevecca is on the clock, keeping you up to date with sports in season. You can always go to TNUTrojans.com to find out all of the social media ways to follow all of the sports, coaches, and everything, even A.D. Mark Elliott on Twitter. Men's basketball coach, Coach Omar Mance, 3-19, 3-14 in the GMAC last Saturday, fell 81-52 at Bologna University. Got a win at home Saturday, rather Thursday night, 68-54 against Alderson Broadus. Today at Trojan Fieldhouse, the doubleheader with the men and the women, starting at 2 o'clock with the women. Thursday at Hillsdale College, doubleheader there, 4:30 and 6:30. And then next Saturday at the University of Findlay up in Ohio, that's a doubleheader, noon and 2. And then after that, and we'll talk more about it next weekend once all the seedings are determined and we're figuring it out, the GMA basketball tournament's on the horizon. Baseball, Coach Ryan Schmaltz, 3-1 start. They've been off since February 16th on Monday, maybe after all the flooding, everything has passed, but the Trojan Classic will host Rockhurst University at 6, and then Ashland University at 3 on Tuesday. Friday hosts Southern Indiana at 6, and the next Saturday, two games, 2:30 Southern Indiana, 6 o'clock Wisconsin. Parkside softball, 4-3 under Coach Ben Tyree last Saturday, won 9-5 versus Missouri University S&T. I think that is correct. And then this Wednesday, hosting Lincoln Memorial at 2 o'clock for a doubleheader. Men and women track and field this weekend. Yesterday was the opening round of the GMA Championships at the University of Findlay in Ohio. And back at it again today, but some highlights yesterday. Garrison Glover is fourth in the heptathlon after the first day. He also finished fourth in the high jump and the long jump. Nicholas Reinhardt broke his school indoor record at 200 meters, and Dylan Brannon broke the school record in the weight throw. And on the women's side, Sydney Burge is 10th in the pentathlon. She broke her own points record, and also she improved her own school record time in the 60-meter hurdles. Again, the second day of that up at Findlay, Ohio, the GMAC Track Championships. Joined now by my good buddy, Greg Ruff. You often hear him right here when I'm out of town, and that will be exactly 1 week from this morning as I'm traveling with TSU. He's the Director of Communications and Broadcasting at Trevecca. In 1988, he was hired to lead the school's first office of sports information and been there ever since. They can't run him off. Greg Ruff, what's up, man?
No, not much. Just got my boat here. Try to stay afloat. I can't believe it's raining again today.
I saw somewhere where someone who had a pool and their backyard had been run over by a river that happened to have fish in it. And they're saying when it subsides that they're going to be able to fish out of their swimming pool. Now that's
you know, right now that doesn't surprise me at all.
No,
See if we can like it. But.
Well, I'm thinking about stocking mine.
I'm surprised yours isn't in the lake by now.
When we built that right there off Percy Priest Lake, we made sure we're in the 500 floodplain, which means that'll happen every 8 years now. But anyway, yeah. so what's going on over at Trevecca? You tell me. You're the director of communications and broadcasting.
Well, I have breaking news. It's not breaking news I want to give you, but I just got a text from Austin Selby, and Garrison Glover is out, and the heptathlon is sick today.
Oh,
he's not going to be able to compete. And so that's a tough one. Freshman just he really has just come on and had a great freshman season and was competing strong up there. And so that's a little bit of a bad news this morning. But overall, the team, as you chronicled there, just had a really good first day at the conference championships. And there's still a lot of good news, I think, will come the rest of the day. But unfortunately for him and maybe a couple other may have been something some of the folks ate up there, if you know what I mean. So,
well, and you're looking at just the own and a lot of the track and field, a lot of sports like golf, you're sort of competing against yourself, and so mm-hmm. you're seeing those PRs, those SRs, personal records, the school records, yeah. they keep falling. So you see the forward momentum there that Austin has with his team.
Yeah, absolutely, and again, Garrison, a young guy, freshman, coming on that strong. So it's good. And then you know you mentioned it too. I mean, basketball today is our last home games, and the men will not make the postseason tournament, but the women right there at it, and a win today for them would be big. But what Omar Mance has done this year has been really great to watch, and people think, well, you've only won three games, but it's been, you know, what he's put in, his vision, and then to see his team buy into it over the course of the year, and the people that support the program have bought into it, and really see good things ahead. But this team has been a lot of fun to watch and to broadcast this year, and a lot of people think, well, you only got three wins. Well, but it's the way they've played, is seeing something come together, and then. And they've played really, really well at times this year, and in particular late in the year. You can just kind of see that they have bought into what he's doing. They get what he's doing, and then to see what he's doing working too.
Greg Ruff with us. He is the Director of Communications and Broadcasting over at Trevecca, his alma mater. Oh, by the way, let people know, next Saturday you're going to be right in here. I will be in Martin, Tennessee. The TSU's at Southeast Missouri Thursday night, Friday night in Martin to do the game Saturday. So you always do a great job filling in for me. I really, really appreciate it, Gregory.
Well, it's something that I enjoy doing. You get to talk to different coaches and different people and find out what's going on. And it's just it's a lot of fun to do. But I appreciate that. You know, I appreciate an opportunity to do it. And as long as it's at Kitchen Notes, no problem getting me to come.
Well, we're at Bongo Java, but all of our guests and hosts get to sully up to the buffet at Kitchen Notes, and that turns a few heads. All right, just show how good friends Greg and I are. I sent Greg a text last night, serious text. Hey, man, send me some talking points. And then what does he send back? Ask me about hoop seasons, baseball track, softball, and golf. My response, we cannot air. It was somewhere along the line of smarty pants.
Yeah,
and
yeah,
that's the dumbed down version of it. I know what you were doing. 21 years though, Greg, in that you've done this, and you know you really have you ever done the one-on-one show with me? Because you fill in for me. Have you ever been my guest on 101?
I think I did it the first year you did it, maybe. I think
yeah, so. When we were still in studio. Yeah, we've been down here like two and a half, going up and on 3 years at Bongo now. Well, yeah, I want to get you back on a slow day. So
okay.
Anyway.
when it's raining?
Yeah, when you could take that boat on in. 21 years though. I guess obviously in my mind, just outward looking in, that the biggest change was going from NAIA to NCAA Division II.
Well, yeah, I mean that was huge. But you know, I mean, and you and I have talked about this a long time. It's a few times, but to me, one of the biggest changes is just the technology, and how we cover it. I was using a fax machine like all day long back then, and you and I talked about this because one day I was like, how do I? Because you're the one who turned me on to doing this, or at least gave me the idea. And how do you communicate to other people? And he said, you said, just send an email to all the local media about what you're going to do each week. You know, the keys for the week. A weekly thing that turned into something. We don't do it as much anymore, but it turned into a deal where we emailed all the media after every game with our results. And it was a way for us to get Trevecca stuff in front of people's eyes. And then one day someone was asking me about, a fan was asking me about things and said, I want to know what's coming up. You know, how do I, you know, he said, I can't get on the website every day. How can I get it? And I said, well, here. So I started including this person in the emails to the media, just a second list. And that list grew to, right now, 20,000 people.
Wow.
And so over time.
So you won't miss me when I block you, okay?
No, no. And again, we don't do it as much as we used to because other people started doing it, and it's not as effective. But for many years, that's how we communicated and drove people to our website and all that kind of stuff. So that's just the change in how it was. You can get stuff immediately on the website. We broadcast live on the website now. So those are the changes to me that has happened. But, yeah, as far as our landscape of competition, to say that our program would be where it is without going Division II would be an understatement, because I think it was a great decision for the university, and it has made us better in so many ways.
Well, and also the leadership of Mark Elliott and his vision, mm-hmm. and just taking on that task. And, a lot of people thought, well, we all thought a lot of Mark, obviously knew his basketball acumen, knew everything athletics that he had been through and everything. But then again, had never been in part of athletic administration. And I know he leaned heavily on the late C.M. Newton initially for mm-hmm. not only the transition, but just how to go about business and everything. But Mark has been a solid rock for that athletic program ever since he stepped through that door.
Well, and, you know, somebody was asking me, someone nominated him for something recently, and they came to me and asked me for stuff. And I had, I kind of keep up with those things mentally. And then I have some old emails and things like that, old documents but you start going through the stuff that's happened since he's been athletic director. And it's just amazing. The things, adding sports to, what we've done with the broadcast and just what we've done with academics. And, too, our previous athletic directors, Alan Smith and Brenda Patterson, both had that as a focus, but Mark has continued that and grown that. And, it's just the focus of what he's had has been great. But also we've had success, and the coaching hires that he's had have been terrific. So, Mark's done a great job of just keeping this thing going and just slowly – adding things in there, and I don't say that bad, but just things just keep happening, and you keep adding to the list, and the list of accomplishments for him at Trevecca has been great, and that means that the athletic department has continued to grow.
Well, and it's always at any level about facilities and continuing to expand that, and I know that's a front burner right now for Trevecca Athletics.
Well, that's something that has been, I'm not saying anything out of school.
Go ahead and break something. I don't care.
Yeah, we need a new athletic facility, and Mark is pushing that. There's other people on campus that are pushing that, and I hope for it. I mean, I've been there 21 years, went to school there. It's time. It's time we get a new athletic facility, and what will happen. It may not be exactly the same as what's happened at a Lipscomb and a Belmont, but it'll be. We cannot see the changes that will make if we're able to add a nice facility like that for our athletic department. It'll help the school as much as it will help the athletic department.
Greg, You know what I think of you, man. Love you, buddy. And just thanks again in advance. Next Saturday, filling in for me as I head up to Cape Girardeau, Missouri, and Martin, Tennessee for a little final road trip of the year. Thank you, man. Appreciate you.
Hey, thank you. All right, see you.
All right, Greg Ruffy is Director of Communications and Broadcasting, and you can tell one of my best buddies. Hey, University Showcase presented by Omni Nashville Hotel. Coming up next, Eastern Kentucky head football coach Mark Elder right here, Nashville Sports Radio.
When the game is on, there's no better place to be than Sam's Sports Grill. Sam's has the best seats and the best eats for every game, with locations in Murfreesboro, Hendersonville, at Blue Turtle Bay on Old Hickory Lake, and now Sam's Place in Belle Meade. You're never far from Sam's made-from-scratch food like slow-cooked ribs, hand-battered chicken tenders, pizza, wings, and burgers, all in a family-friendly, fun environment. Sam's Sports Grill, and now introducing Sam's Place. Like them on Facebook, follow on Instagram, and learn more at samsportsgrill.com.
Tennessee State University has been spreading the winning spirit throughout Nashville for 105 years. From the first enrollment of 254 students in 1912 to the present day, excellence has been the habit at Tennessee State University. As Nashville's public university, TSU helps students transform from great to greater. Helping a student develop habits for a successful life is what Tennessee State University does on a daily basis. For more information regarding TSU, visit tnstate.edu. TSU is Nashville's public university for all races and demographics.
When looking at schools for my MBA, I found that affordability and flexibility were most important for me. At Trevecca University, I found exactly what I was looking for. With no GMAT required, I was able to jump right into classes with a wide variety of students that enhanced my learning. My professors were readily available, and the small class sizes created a great environment for me to learn and grow.
Finish your degree one night a week or entirely online with Trevecca. Call 844-TNU-GRAD or visit trevecca.edu to learn more.
Nothing's more Nashville than Puckett's, where live music meets slow-smoked barbecue, home-cooked vegetables, country breakfast items, burgers, and more, with the kind of hospitality you'd expect to find in the South. With locations in downtown Nashville, Franklin, and Columbia, Tennessee, you're never too far from Puckett's. If it's Gulf Coast seafood you're after, visit Puckett's Boathouse in downtown Franklin. Try our shrimp and grits, hush puppies, the seafood mac and cheese, or treat yourself to fresh Gulf oysters. To learn more, visit Puckett'sGrocery.com.
I'm Eric Opron, Managing Director of the Omni Nashville Hotel. I want to personally invite you to experience the local flavor of Music City at our award-winning property. From our one-of-a-kind culinary outlet to the ultimate luxury of our full-service Mokara Spa, Omni Nashville offers something for everyone. Whether it's the biscuit bar in our Southern-inspired Kitchen Notes restaurant or our upscale honky-tonk bar lines, or if you prefer a romantic dinner, visit Bob's Steak and Chop House. Come on down and see us at 250 Fifth Avenue South, located in the heart of the SoBro District.
Flat Rock Coffee, Tea, and More, located at 2640 Nolensville Pike, serves fine coffee and tea, locally brewed beer from Black Abbey Brewing Company, as well as fresh prepared food. Large groups are welcome from meetings or parties. They accommodate groups of 2 to 40. Call ahead to reserve your space. Follow them on Twitter, Facebook, or Instagram, or visit the web at flatrockcoffee.com. That's Flat Rock Coffee, Tea, and More, where neighbors come together. 2640 Nolensville Pike. Visit flatrockcoffee.com.
Nashville Sports Radio 560 on 95.9 FM has been your home for sports for 20 years. From typewriters to Twitter, fax machines to Facebook, we have you covered 24/7 and on the go. Finding us online is as easy as at Nash Sports Radio. Twitter, at Nash Sports Radio. SoundCloud, at Nash Sports Radio. Facebook, at Nash Sports Radio. Or search your app store for WNSR. 20 years of sports. Anytime, anywhere. From Nashville Sports Radio 560 on 95.9 FM.
University Showcase presented by Omni Nashville Hotel, spotlighting the athletic programs at Tennessee State University, Trevecca University, and throughout the Ohio Valley Conference, trying to hook up with Eastern Kentucky head football coach Mark Elder in just a few moments. OVC basketball, this is the, well, the last weekend before the last weekend. So the penultimate weekend, if you will. And if you look at the OVC standings on the men's side, it's really top heavy. And then you've got everybody else seemingly vying for those last four spots to get the OVC championships at a couple weeks in the Ford Center. Belmont and Murray State 13-2. Belmont owns the head-to-head there. Austin Peay, Jacksonville State 12-3. Then you've got Eastern Illinois, Morehead State, Eastern Kentucky, UT Martin, SIUE, and TSU. That is six teams, all, well, no, seven, had it right, all within two games of each other to get those final eight spots. And on the women's side, Belmont, a three-game lead now as they head for another OVC championship. Tennessee Tech, UT Martin, and Morehead State all tied at 10-4. Austin Peay is in fifth place at Austin 6. And all of these are double headers today, so you can check your listings. UT Martin at Austin Peay, Eastern Kentucky at Jacksonville State, SIUE at Belmont, Southeast Missouri and Murray State, Morehead State at Tennessee Tech, and as we mentioned earlier, Eastern Illinois at Tennessee State, 5:30 and 7:30, that doubleheader, 5:15, the pregame for that one, and the broadcast on 102.1 FM as well. We're going to try to hook up, continue that. If we don't have Coach Elder, let's take a break, and we'll reboot and figure it out right here on Nashville Sports Radio.
Flat Rock Coffee, Tea, and More, located at 2640 Nolensville Pike, serves fine coffee and tea, locally brewed beer from Black Abbey Brewing Company, as well as fresh prepared food. Large groups are welcome for meetings or parties. They accommodate groups of 2 to 40. Call ahead to reserve your space. Follow them on Twitter, Facebook, or Instagram, or visit the web at flatrockcoffee.com. That's Flat Rock Coffee, Tea, and More, where neighbors come together. 2640 Nolensville Pike. Visit flatrockcoffee.com.
I went to college right after high school and never finished. After 30 years, I finally went back, finished my degree, and fulfilled my dream. I was full of fear, but with Trevecca University's affordability, flexibility, and support, I overcame that fear. I'm proud to now have a bachelor's and a master's degree. Listen, I did it, and so can you.
Finish your degree one night a week or entirely online with Trevecca. Call 844-TNU-GRAD or visit trevecca.edu.
Nothing's more Nashville than Puckett's, where live music meets slow-smoked barbecue, home-cooked vegetables, country breakfast items, burgers, and more, with the kind of hospitality you'd expect to find in the South. With locations in downtown Nashville, Franklin, and Columbia, Tennessee, you're never too far from Puckett's. If it's Gulf Coast seafood you're after, visit Puckett's Boathouse in downtown Franklin. Try our shrimp and grits, hush puppies, the seafood mac and cheese, or treat yourself to fresh Gulf oysters. To learn more, visit Puckett'sGrocery.com.
Inner Zen Outer Beauty, located on the fourth floor of Omni Nashville Hotel, Makara Salon and Spa offers a full-service spa experience. Relax in the luxury of the signature Makara Spa as you're pampered with an ultimate spa experience. Treat yourself to everything from a soothing facial to full salon services in the heart of downtown Nashville. To make an appointment, call 615-761-3600 or visit the Makara Spa on the Omni Nashville website. As always, valet is complimentary, and any service booked Monday through Thursday grants you full access to our rooftop pool and bar.
When the game is on, there's no better place to be than Sam's Sports Grill. Sam's has the best seats and the best eats for every game. With locations in Murfreesboro, Hendersonville, at Blue Turtle Bay on Old Hickory Lake, and now Sam's Place in Belle Meade. You're never far from Sam's made-from-scratch food like slow-cooked ribs, hand-battered chicken tenders, pizza, wings, and burgers, all in a family-friendly, fun environment. Sam's Sports Grill, and now introducing Sam's Place. Like them on Facebook, follow on Instagram, and learn more. More at samsportsgrill.com.
Tennessee State University has been spreading the winning spirit throughout Nashville for 105 years. From the first enrollment of 254 students in 1912 to the present day, excellence has been the habit at Tennessee State University. As Nashville's public university, TSU helps students transform from great to greater. Helping a student develop habits for a successful life is what Tennessee State University does on a daily basis. For more information regarding TSU, visit tnstate.edu. TSU is Nashville's public university for all races and demographics.
It's the Greg Vogue and Big Joe Show.
I don't know where to start with that guy for not playing. I know it's been discussed and hammered, and I don't know the whole story. I don't know. If you're worried about your career and getting injured, then leave. Then be done. Just say goodbye, be done. You got to make a decision. I mean, soon. I mean, there is a decision coming soon, Mariota, and you're going to think, look, if he's injured and you can't, and there's some kind of spine, nerve, stinger damage, there's a lot of questions going forward.
It's the Greg Vogue and Big Joe Show on WNSR 560 on 95.9 FM.
University Showcase presented by Omni Nashville Hotel. Got Vanderbilt baseball this afternoon. I know last night was postponed, and you know they got Pepperdine in town, and they're going to try to get it in, and so we'll figure that out a little bit later on and tomorrow as well. But we've got Vanderbilt women tomorrow and at Mississippi State, so we won't have that game as well. And Redneck Nation is already out there. Of course, this afternoon at 4:30, the Colorado Avalanche are in town, 4:30. As a matter of fact, hard to believe, already down here at the Omni Hotel for a 4:30 start. There's already Predators people gathering for the game tonight. We're joined now by Eastern Kentucky head football coach Mark Elder. Good morning, Mark.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing well, and we've actually, the phone number that we had, I'll just let you know, I am now enrolled in graduate classes at Eastern Kentucky, which would really look odd since my bachelor's degree is at from Western Kentucky. So,
well, that's all right. You can actually get sharpened up then if you can get into our school program. We've got a lot of great programs that could probably clean up a lot of those issues that you got over in Bowling Green.
Oh, man, here we go. See, I'm well, I even add to that, you may or may not know I'm the voice of the TSU Tigers. So, you know, you're – and now you're coming down here in Nashville pulling out kids and everything. Man, I tell you what, Mark, in the 3 years and – of course, the great tradition. You know, I grew up on Jimmy Fikes at Western, Roy Kidd at Eastern Kentucky, sure, and the Hall of Fame coaches. But that first year, 3-8 and 2-6 in league play, 4-7 and 3-5. This year, past year, 7-4, 5-2, third in the OVC standings. Mark, it just looks like you have a natural progression that you're building on those national recruiting classes.
Well, we certainly think so, and obviously – I'm a big believer in you are what you are, and well, what we were last year is done and gone, and we have to start over from scratch with 0-0, and what we did last year has no bearing, good or bad, on what we're going to do this year. That's been the way we felt from the get-go, and thank goodness it certainly didn't start off like gangbusters when we win three games. So, you know, big believer that what we do this fall is going to be based upon the men that are in the room right now, the work ethic, the camaraderie, all of those things that we put together starting back in January all the way until we start playing games. It's going to be what matters. So feel great about this team. Think that we've got the most talented team that we've had, the toughest team that we've had, the most athletic team that we've had, and the most together team that we've had. So all those things are certainly pointing in the right direction, and I do think there's a trend as far as our success going from very little to having a good year last year to I think that we're moving in the right direction, but we got to go earn it this offseason and preseason and so forth.
Well, just speaking of that, what, spring practice next week? It's already here. Is that what do you start, Wednesday?
Yes, sir. We went early this year, which was – this is the earliest we've ever been. I think this is actually the earliest I've ever in my 20 years of coaching ever been as far as the spring practice is concerned. So we wanted to get things going and got a good training leading up to that. But then we're also going to get another cycle after our spring practices before we let those guys loose for the summer and then start our summer training. But very, very excited about starting with our spring practice on Wednesday. We've got a lot of new faces as far as coaching staff and scheme of what we're doing, particularly on the offense. Defense is all intact. And offensively, we have four new coaches, though, a new offensive coordinator, a new O-line coach, new tight ends coach, new receiver coach. So we're going to have a little different look compared to what we have in the past. And really excited about each of those guys. I think that our players are excited about the new staff members and the direction that we're headed. But can't wait to get going on Wednesday. We go Wednesday, Thursday. Then we actually get to play real football on Saturday, put helmet and shoulder pads on and all that, and continue on from that.
Eastern Kentucky football coach Mark Elder. You can follow him on Twitter, at Coach Elder, EKU. You mentioned about your staff. I thought it was really nice. And I was going to say a really nice touch, but you wouldn't bring him back if he couldn't do the job. But the former Eastern Kentucky head coach Danny Hope, he won the 2007 OVC championship and, you know, obviously head coach at Purdue. I think it's really nice bringing him back to your staff because I know a lot of people at Eastern Kentucky think a lot of him, and I know what he thinks about Eastern Kentucky.
Yes, no question. Well, I don't know if nice would be the right term. I think that we're very fortunate to have him. And Danny and I have built a very, very good relationship over the last couple of years. And he has a deep down love for EKU. And I have always had a great amount of respect for him, seen him from afar throughout my coaching career and had a tremendous amount of respect for him. And so just got in touch with him by phone. And the last 2 years, he's actually come up quite a bit and watched our practices, watched spring, watched fall. And I invited him to come in and critique us. It was outstanding for us to have a fresh set of eyes, somebody that's not on the inside that sometimes when you're on the inside and you're doing the same thing every day, you might miss a couple of those warts or broken glass or whatever you want to call it, that because it's what you know and what you do on a daily basis. So brought him in several times a year and had him just take notes and watch us practice. And it was great. Nobody felt great afterwards because he'd come in and be as honest could be and shred us on the things that we weren't doing well and we needed to improve. But we're a bunch of guys that just want to improve and get better. So I had built a great relationship with him. And then when Coach Heff went on to the Buffalo Bills, that was a very quick phone call and to see if gauge any interest on his end, because I thought that would be a no-brainer if we could get him from him as a position coach. I think he'll do a tremendous job with the O-line. I think he'll bring a great edge of toughness to us and then just unbelievable experience. And then the icing on top is that he's an EKU alum who was a captain on a national championship appearance team and former head coach and conference coach of the year and all those things. So very excited to have him back in the program. But we got a couple other coaches that are very, very excited about having with us. Adam Austin is our new offensive coordinator, very, very experienced guy, been the play caller at Midwestern State down in Texas, Division II school for the past 6 years. And had an unbelievably successful offense, averaging almost 40 points a game over that time. Dante Ellington, the wide receiver coach, worked with Coach Austin the last couple of years. I think he's going to do a tremendous job of developing our wide receivers and is a great fit as far as knowing the system that Coach Austin's going to be instilling and then implementing. And then Troy Rothenbuehler, who, you know, I faced him when he was at Bowling Green. He was the offensive coordinator at Finley for a number of years, put up some great points, and then most recently was with the Arizona Cardinals as a quality control system for the offense. So I think we've really added some bright coaches, some very, very good coaches to the offensive side of the ball.
Eastern Kentucky football coach Mark Elder, at Coach Elder EKU on Twitter. And you graduated from Case Western Reserve in Cleveland in 2000, a master's degree from Akron. That's where you started your coaching career. And, you know, you talk about people laying a foundation. Couple years at Akron, Lehigh, Iona, Wayne State, 2 years at Michigan, Then you hooked up with Butch Jones, 3 years at Central Michigan, 3 years at Cincinnati, 3 years at Tennessee, and now heading into your fourth year at Eastern Kentucky. And then, of course, man, when I think of what you did with special teams there, at I'm thinking Evan Berry. Only thing he did was lead the nation in kickoff returns. And so when you reflect back on your time at Tennessee, obviously we're here in Nashville, what's some of your takeaways from that?
Well, I absolutely loved my time there. Tennessee's a special place. The fans are I really think, some of the best in the country, if not the best. Very, very supportive of the program. And obviously the place is designed to win and provide everything that you could possibly want and need to help you win. And so I loved my time there. And really felt it was tough to win, because I did. I just loved the place and loved Knoxville, loved the people. Everything about it was a really special experience, and I certainly enjoyed the young men that were there. And that's really why I got into coaching, is enjoying those young men and then watching some of the success that they had, which was great to see. So. Still keep in touch with a number of those guys. I'm very, very proud of the success on and off the field many of those guys have had. We certainly had a really good run there on special teams. You know, you talked about Evan Berry. He's just spectacular on kickoff return. Led the country, broke an NCAA record with him there. Cam Sutton led the country in punt returns that year. This is an amazing stat up. 1 year we had three punters on the roster that this past year were starting NFL punters. So Mike Pilardi, Matt Darr, and Trevor were all on the same college roster. And 4 years later, there's three guys that are starting in the NFL. How about that? You don't see that very often. So, yeah, we just had a special run there on teams as well. I loved my time. I really did, and I'm still cheering for them, still wishing them the best.
Eastern Kentucky football coach Mark Elder, will catch up with you throughout the spring, and good luck part of this coming season, okay? Is TSU – I don't even know if TSU's on the roster this year, on the schedule, but anyway, thank you, Mark, as always.
We've had a couple tight ones with them the last two times we've played them, where it's come down to it, so looking forward to that one.
All right. Thank you, Mark. Appreciate you, man.
Okay. Take care.
Eastern Kentucky football coach Mark Elder. Coming up next, 101 with Greg Pogue, Jeremy Finley, author, yes, also the lead investigative reporter for Channel 4's I-Team. Yeah, that's coming up next.